Hello and welcome to the Incubator Podcast. My name is Hayden. And with me today is...
Sadia.
Gaspar.
Chloe.
Hannah.
I realized maybe I shouldn't have said my last name.
You want to give your social security number too?
Yeah. It's okay because you're not using your real voice.
Yeah.
People are cool. To call me out.
We asked him to use this voice, guys. It's okay.
I'm using my radio voice. If you haven't listened before, this is a fully improvised show based... off of shit that we've experienced this week, or that things have said to us, whatever. Here we have written a few things down into a hat. One of us will pull from it. We'll tell a story, we'll ask some details, we'll see what's up with this little nugget that you got here. And we'll do some improv for you.
Alright, here we go. I started taking cold showers at 5 a.m.
Oh,
is that cool. You?
That's me.
Yeah. I was gonna guess it was you. How did I know? Oh my god, it was you.
I started doing this too.
You did?
Not what? At 5 a.m., but I just started taking cold showers.
Yeah.
It's really good for you. It's really good for your body, and it's supposed to be good for your depression.
It is.
I want to start doing that. I want to start like ice bathing and shit.
So wait, can I just hear why is it good for you and why 5 a.m.? This was a very
That's a good question. Why 5 a.m., Hayden?
So I am waking up at like 4:30 now.
Okay, wait, can we have your real voice
back? We don't have to do the radio voice the entire time.
I actually wasn't doing that on purpose anymore.
I just talk like this.
This is just how I'm talking right now.
Okay. So, why cold showers and why 5 a.m.?
So, I'm starting to do this daily yoga practice. And it's best done in the morning. I'm doing this like yoga teacher training certification course. And so between the hours of 4 and 7 a.m., it's like Amrit Vela. Or it's the time where you can, I don't know, easily connect with whatever is going on. I don't know. So at this period, it's kind of a thing to where you can just get it out of the way. It's when everyone's asleep. There's nothing going on. No one's going to ring my phone. No one's going to interrupt me. It is my, like, personal time. So I get up early. I hop in the shower. It's cold. It's so cold. And I'm like, I dread it every morning. I really do. But every time that I do, I'm, like, standing under the faucet, just, like, just staring at it. Just, like, thinking to myself, come on, you can do it. I have my hand on the thing. Just, you can do it. Come on, just go. Just do it. And it takes me, like, 15 minutes. Like a long
to turn?
Time. Oh yeah. I mean,
and how long is the shower?
Like 2 minutes.
I mean, okay. I wouldn't do it, but if I had to, I think I would like start hot and do it cold.
Ooh. I do
no,
that.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe
that's
we should do
worse.
That. Why?
Is
that's
it?
Cheating.
No, I mean, it's best.
It's not
so
worse.
When
it's
when
just...
it starts right here in your forehead, which just hits you right here. That protects against hypothermia the best. Mm-hmm. So I just turn it on and it just, boom, it hits me in the face. And then it's the first, like, impact. And then I, like, kind of let it get onto my chest. And I usually can't breathe. like, I have to force myself
to
breathe.
I don't know why I gotta stop you because I'm imagining Squirtle for some reason just
what?
Hitting you in the forehead with his Squirtle beam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why, but that's what I just envisioned, and I hope some people may have envisioned the same
sure.
thing.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty
I
much
just
that.
Had to say
it's
it.
Pretty much that. But I mean, the whole time I'm like, you know. But today, for instance, it went away pretty quick to where I could just stand in it, and it was fine. Like you get to a point,
so you're getting better. That's
yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well,
you,
it's good.
You get to a point where it just stops being super cold.
And then how do you feel afterwards?
Oh man, it's awesome. Oh, like man. Stepping out, it's like this. Warmth just floods my body
instead of opposite because you
right.
know when you step out of a hot shower
yeah.
it's like you
oh it's incredible it's like this like almost euphoric feeling of just like this immense
yeah.
warmth and it's really cool.
That's why I want to do it. It's because it's supposed to be so.
And I've woken up, so I'm ready to just do my yoga and like knock it out, and then I take a nap after, and it's I feel great every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good for the hair. I mean, I started washing my hair with cold water after I grew it because
I've done that for a long time.
It's the way to do it. Yeah.
I know that cold showers are good for me. But I don't do them because I like them. Hot ones. Yeah, and hot ones are so bad for you. But I will just...
Oh, it doesn't fucking matter.
When my boyfriend took a shower with me and he got in the shower.
Okay.
I hope you guys want to do a cold shower. In that case.
That would be so funny.
You're both just hugging each other, shivering.
This looks so much funner in the movies. But he gets it and he's like, ow. Like he's like... Apparently, I'm just standing in really, really hot water.
You know, that's the same with my husband. We don't take showers together. We found out when we were dating, it's just not possible.
No, it's
and
wet.
I keep trying because movies make it look so
it's
fun.
Not,
I've
it's
stopped
not.
Trying. Yeah, it's yeah. not. It's not.
Yep.
No, I haven't tried in years. I don't know why I said keep trying.
But I take a lot of communal showers. Like, you get in and I get in and then we'll switch and then we'll soap and then you'll get out of my way and then you'll get the fuck out. Yeah, it works out.
Yeah. It saves water.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. I think we have enough.
Yeah. We do, yeah.
Yeah, man. Totally.
All right.
Namaste.
Honey, namaste in bed.
Sweetheart, you said this was going to be our new thing.
And I'm having second thoughts. I just want to sleep in today. Can we just skip it? Just skip it.
That is not the practice of Koyaho. They say rise and shine, shower, then grind, then get your body out and stretch.
I'm stretching right now, just laying here.
Well, you've been laying there for the last 12 years of our life, and guess what? I'm still not pregnant. I need you to do Koroko.
I'm pretty sure that getting into a cold shower that will just totally shrink me in a major way is not going to help with my fertility.
Well, it sounds like you haven't been reading the book I got you.
No, okay. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't.
Oh.
I don't read any of the things that you send me. I'll say it now. You know what? I'll practice honesty.
Okay. Well, that was a wedding gift, so obviously you haven't taken our marriage seriously for the last 13 years.
I thought it was ridiculous that you gave me a book as a wedding gift.
You thought it was ridiculous?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You're ridiculous, you know that? You're ridiculous.
For wanting to sleep at 5 a.m.?
I thought when I married you that I married a leader. Mm. I thought, hey, guess what? The buck stops with him.
And it does.
Oh, does it?
It's stopping with me here. I am going to sleep, and I'm going to lead us going back to sleep. And if this is where we start spreading apart, then so be it.
Let me just find the page for you. Let me just find the page. Where it says what our purpose is. Oh, here it is. Here it is. To recreate. To seed the earth. Let me get another book and see if it's in that book too.
You're saying you're the earth that I need to seed?
I'm saying...
This is because we don't have a child.
Okay, yes, it is. It is because we don't have a child. I have your mom talking to me. I have my mom talking to me.
Well, if you would
have our fucking grandmas talking to me from their graves.
Could you just have sex with me then? Maybe we start there. Maybe we just start, like, actually having sex.
Well, then you would actually have to get up.
Are you going to jump into that pool? You've been there on the plank for 15 minutes. I'd like my turn.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just need a second.
All right, you just look scared. That's all, you know.
What? No, no.
Your knees are shaking.
That's a disease, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were scared.
Come on, jump already.
Yeah, man. There's a line.
Hey, dude. I've got to tell you something.
Okay.
I am terrified.
I know.
And these guys down there, they're bullies, okay?
I know.
So they... I'm gonna need you to push me.
Jump, nerd!
Come on! Okay.
Just fucking push me. I'm not gonna...
How about this?
I need to feel myself almost die!
Me too. I have this need too. So how about this?
Okay.
I'm gonna grab onto your face and we're both gonna go over the plank.
Okay, let's,
whoa,
let's do it.
Whoa,
I couldn't
grab his face!
Oh. Dude, they're making fun of us!
Nice!
Let's make it like we're fighting, okay?
Okay.
Oh, what? They're fighting on the diving board!
Alright.
What?
Just let's... Push me!
This is cool!
Splash!
Whoa. That was easy.
Yeah.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah?
You're the only friend I have, really.
You too, man.
Geronimo!
Splash!
Hey, Sally.
Yeah, Rob.
It's raining.
Ooh.
You want to come outside and kiss me?
I thought you would never ask. You know, this has been on my bucket list since we started dating. Since I had you watch, what was that movie? Oh my gosh, The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Okay, let me run down the stairs. Hold on, my love. You're wearing the shirt that he wore in the movie.
Yeah, I got you these roses, like he got in the movie.
Oh my gosh, and there's ducks right behind you, just quack, like quack, the movie.
Quack, quack, quack.
You really went all out for this. Quack,
quack, quack. I have something to tell you.
What?
I'm being deployed to Afghanistan.
Quack,
just like quack, the movie.
Oh my gosh, quack, now you're bringing dear John into
quack,
this.
Quack, quack.
Oh, is that another one?
Thank quack, you. Quack. Thank you for just putting all my Nicholas Sparks. Oh my gosh, and the quack, moon's out now.
Quack, quack, quack.
And wherever you are in the world, just know...
Quack. Just know that I'll always be quack, thinking of you.
Quack, quack.
When I look at the moon.
Quack, quack.
And that our finger...
Quack.
Our thumb... When
quack,
you hold it up to the moon...
Quack, quack.
It's the exact same size.
Yeah.
Quack.
I love quack, you.
I love you
quack,
too,
quack,
baby.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Hey guys, we're doing another one.
We're gonna pull from this hat again.
Somebody else.
Okay, someone else pull. I want.
Delta Airlines, God.
Yes. So Delta Airlines. So we had to cancel our honeymoon this week because of the coronavirus. And when we did, we called Delta Airlines to get a refund, and they couldn't find our credit card statement anywhere, and we then went on to our credit cards, all of them, and we looked at every single statement, and apparently the transaction never went through.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that shit, amazing?
In that while I bought it January 7th, and it was in my Delta reservations that we were on the flight. We had seats and everything, but it never went through on the credit card.
You could have had a free trip.
That's the way to look at this, I think.
Yeah. You missed out on a free trip, but you also didn't have to worry about getting your money back.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, honestly, we kept asking him. We were like, wait, so what if we just would have shown up day of? And he's like, well... Oh, like long pause. And it was like Francisco, who was helping us, who was obviously not in America. I think, but he was... It sounded like he was in, like, Europe or something. He had a very, like, European accent.
He's a Spanish guy.
And so then... No, not Spanish.
Italian?
No.
What?
Like, British.
Francisco.
I don't know.
Maybe Italian living in...
Maybe.
England.
Actually, his name was Andrew, now that I think
about it. Jesus, Hannah.
What?
Between Andrew and...
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
I had a waiter named Francisco. I got confused.
Oh,
It's messing nice up for you to remember their names, Hannah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
It happens.
And he couldn't give us a straight answer of what would have happened. So, yes, in a way, we missed out on a free trip to Italy, but we also thought we paid for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely,
You spent
so
that
out
on other things, though.
I guess I did spend that much money.
Because, like,
Where's that money?
That's a good.
I mean, it was on a credit card, right?
Oh, so you just don't have that credit card debt. Yay, that's a good.
That's good. Right? That's a good.
That's good.
That's a good. That's a
good. I am Francisco.
That's a good.
That's a good.
I'm in Andrew.
Okay, I think this is enough meat for you guys to pull a scene out of.
If you say so.
No, I do not see it here, sir. It's just...
I do not see it either. I made the pizza, and here's the pizza.
But no, sir, I don't see the pizza on the list there. You can't give me the pizza.
The pizza's right in front of you.
But no, sir, because it's not here. You see, there's no... This does not say pizza. No, it doesn't.
I'm handing you pizza.
I'm going to take the pizza.
Well, then stop asking for a pizza. This is Italia, ma'am.
I know it's Italia, ma'am. You don't have to tell me.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is there a problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait! Did her accent go?
Wait!
We're giving you a pizza.
Wait a second.
Do you really know this is Italia?
Wait, let me see her mustache. That's a fake mustache.
Oh no! Get out of here.
Okay, you got me. I just said I really wanted to be a pizza guy. I wanted to be one of these, you know, I wanted to make my own pizza. And I thought maybe if I came here, I could learn your secret recipes. And
the way of the pizza is handed down from a generation. You must study in the pizza temple for years. We are all pizza monks.
Yeah,
you think you can just walk in to the pizza temple and make the pizza with the fake mustache?
I was hoping so, yeah. Can I, please?
Yeah, I'm just the manager. I don't actually make the pizzas, which is why I don't have the accent or anything.
Obviously, you don't make the pizzas.
Okay, you're being very feisty now. But yeah, you can sign up to totally work under Andrew.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. They all have American names.
I am Andrew, and I am looking for a new acolyte.
I am Frank, and I make a pizza, and I'm looking for a new wife.
And I'm Jonathan, and I like business.
Did you think just because we were in Italy that they all had Italian names?
I thought that they would.
Now, that it was calling the kettle black.
I'm sorry. That's me. Yeah. I'm a hypocrite. I'm Teresa Maria Filipina, the fucking hypocrite. And I'm sorry about it.
Filipina.
Yeah, that's my third name.
My cousin is from the Filipina family. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, he was looking to marry someone from his family.
Okay.
Well, we go on a date tonight, right? Yeah.
Give me back my fake mustache.
Oh no.
Ma'am, did you need help with your ticket?
Jonathan, it's me.
I know, Maureen. I knew you was gonna be coming through here today on that trip you said. I told you to come through when I was working, see? Because I can help you.
Well, put me on the best Greyhound bus you got. Preferably the one you're driving.
Yeah, well, I can do that. I'm riding the 111. I'll put you a front seat in that one. Those got some good seats up there.
Oh, Jonathan. Do you do this for any of your other customers?
No, I don't. Just for you, sweetheart.
I didn't think so.
Jonathan? Jonathan, is that you?
Shit.
Jonathan, I've arrived for my trip. I hope you can give me the great front seat like you always do.
Hey, Becky. Yeah, I have one spare seat up front. It's actually with a good friend of mine.
But I thought I was your good friend.
One second. All right, Mac. Think.
Hey, Jonathan.
God damn it. All right, let me turn around real quick.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hey, wife.
Remember that trip I was taking today?
Where are you going on a trip? Oh, that business trip, yeah. You were saying. Down in Austin. Oh, well.
You said you'd save me that front seat, right?
Yeah.
You're the best, sweetheart.
Yeah. Hey, Marlene, was it?
Oh my gosh! No! You forgot my name!
But you know my name, right?
Yes. Reggie?
No, it's Becky!
Oh! Yeah.
Honey, are you okay?
Hold on. Let me just.
What's my name? Your wife's name? Do you know your wife's name?
Give me a second. All right, think, Mac. Think.
This is my worst nightmare.
You got two front seats, three people. What are you gonna do? This is simple mathematics, Mac. All right, Melissa, was it?
Oh my gosh, Jonathan! I even brought you a Subway!
Why do you keep referring to yourself as Jonathan Mac? You keep saying Mac. I hear you talking to yourself.
Because that's my nickname for myself when I'm talking to myself.
That's just my sweetheart. He likes to call himself Mac, okay?
Ew, who are you?
I'm his wife, and who are you?
I'm his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
And wait, who are you?
His boyfriend.
Well, Mac?
Trifecta or what?
Give me a second. All right, man, think. You got one okay relationship and two that aren't okay. What are you gonna do?
Alright, well those were great. Let's pick another little number. What do you guys say?
Sure.
Let's do it like from a hat. It burns. I haven't felt this sensation in a while.
Who's that?
That's like me you? Again.
Did you put 15 suggestions?
How many suggestions are in there?
She only wrote three.
And also,
we pulled all of them. Can
also,
we
do you have
us?
A urinary tract infection? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
So I wrote this because I wanted you all to think. What do you think happened? What do you
Ooh,
guys think
a guessing game.
Guessing, okay. Game.
Guessing game. Guessing game. Guessing game.
Okay, so this Chlamydia. Actually happened. Somebody said Good this guess. Phrase to me.
Wow. I've almost said this phrase, and it's like when I was putting Icy Hot on myself.
Okay. Well, wait, what's the phrase again? Let's remind the audience.
It burns. I haven't felt this sensation in a while.
Somebody said this to me. So your guess, Gaspar, is Icy Hot.
Icy Hot.
Putting your hand on the stove.
Honestly, I'm not judging that. I know a lot of people that do that.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's a different story.
I do.
Interesting.
Touching the stove.
Yeah. I mean, I'll like hover.
Yeah, I'll just like tap it.
Yeah, I'll do
a little. My brother, he's a genius, but for some reason, when he sees a red hot stove, he touches it.
Okay.
We've watched him do it so many times.
Is that like Asperger's or something?
I think it's a disorder. But, like, he just touches the stove.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 28, but he's been doing it for years.
Oh, okay.
His fingers since we were little. Are shot. He has no fingerprints.
He'll just, like, do it. He'll be staring, and then he'll just do it. And it's happened multiple times. This isn't what happened, but anyways.
Okay. I don't know. My guess is, like, candles, insects, or something.
you know, like...
Oh, like drip candles.
Oh, drip candles. Oh.
Wax.
Mm. Hot wax. Wax play.
Wax play. Icy hot.
Oh. I used to stick my finger in, like, candles when they would get that and, like, let it harden on my finger. And it's very pleasant.
I love to do that at my grandma's house.
Oh, well, that makes me then think of, like, when I was getting... my first communion and like doing the candle thing, and it was just dripping wax on my hand for like the entire, like it was like 10 minutes of holding this candle.
It was your penance for the Lord.
Yeah.
So is everyone going through that?
And there was like, yeah, a bunch of kids holding candles.
All their hands are just burning.
Some of them had this like cardboard like surrounding it.
Why didn't you get that?
Because I forgot mine. I lost mine.
Well, that's what you get. It comes with it, but then you don't think about it, so you take it off.
Did you also have a first communion?
No.
But yeah, that,
did you wear a dress?
No, I had like just a white suit on.
Aww.
But
that's
maybe
very
you were
Jesus like.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Jesus had a white
like
suit.
Elvis like.
Yeah, that Jesus or Elvis. Somewhere there. But were you watching a first communion and someone said,
"I burn." That's a good guess. No, I'm like enjoying all these guesses because it was something so vanilla and you guys are just saying a ton of crazy cool things.
Tell us.
I have one more guess.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Soup.
Soup can be very
that
hard.
Is that wow. No, it wasn't soup.
I have one.
Okay.
Hot breath.
Ooh. Ooh, that I do forget what that is like sometimes. Oh man.
I have it.
No, so I was working at our table and Patrick was in the kitchen and all of a sudden I heard him say this and I'm doing something on the computer, so I'm not looking. He's like, "Ah, burns, it burns." And I'm like, "What? What burns?" He's like, "Ah, ah, ah." And so then I start looking up because I'm like, "What the fuck is he doing in the kitchen?" He was cutting an onion.
Aww. And he was burning his little eyeball.
Burning his little eyeball.
Did you tell him to stick his head in the freezer?
No.
What? Open the freezer door, stick your head in it, and open your eyes, and the cool air will like get all those burning.
It'll freeze the onion juice on
your eyeballs. That sounds something like only people in the mob would know. So now I'm.
But it works so well.
What I read something that I want to try is like if you put the onion just a few, like 20 minutes or 10 minutes in the freezer before you cut it, then it will.
I'll say that. Yeah.
No. I have heard that. I have heard that.
Cold onion.
But it also, like, this sounds bad. It like made me feel good watching his eyes burn.
Okay.
Because I have been cutting a lot of onions lately.
Yeah.
We love onions.
Mm-hmm.
And
onions are great.
They
do.
They hit me hard.
Oh, I know. Me too.
And they burn and all like just be tears and tears. And he always tries to like correct me and be like, "You shouldn't have cut it that way, Hannah. That's why your eyes are burning."
Oh, so it's karma.
So I was like, I turn and I look and I was like,
I don't really get it.
Let them burn, baby.
It doesn't happen to me when I cut onions. I don't know. I feel like I always cut it scot-free.
Watch out.
It doesn't usually bother me, but I definitely feel it, like itchy eyeballs. But yeah, what's it called? That German word when you just like enjoy.
Schnitzel?
Yes. Yes, Hannah, it is Schnitzel.
That's the only German word.
I love that you said, "What's it called, that German word?" and looked at me.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, you might know.
What's the German word?
But it's like watching something bad happen to somebody else and being a little bit.
Please. Why we like those like YouTube videos
where
of, like,
people fall.
Yeah, people fall. People get sprayed by pepper spray.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You guys, I watched a kid fall today on his way to school, and it made me laugh.
Aww.
I remember.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you remember when you fell and everyone laughed, and it's
I
just like
hated it.
Aww.
So let's keep perpetuating that behavior.
Yeah. I left in my car alone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
You can just like roll down the window.
You loser.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get into it.
You know the best thing about this soup?
It's hot.
Yeah. It's gonna feel so good going down.
I really love it when it burns me.
Yeah, me too. That's why I brought it.
You know what?
just gonna gargle with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna pour it on my head. My hair. Ooh. Mm. I'd never met anyone before that liked soup the way I do.
Me neither.
Splash it on my face. Throw it in my eyes.
You do the same.
All right.
Oof. I want more soup.
Me too.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Teresa, what do you think our boys are doing in there?
I don't know, but I hope they're making us that delicious soup of theirs.
That's a two. Wow, it sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah. Give me the pan. Put the heat up. Throw tomatoes in there.
Wait, let me cut
them hot. Oh, okay. Oh, this tomato's melted.
Yeah, just rub it. Oh, yes, in my eye.
I'm so glad that our boyfriends got to be such good friends. I'm just, you know, I thought that they would come between us when we got married, and I just, I'm glad they're getting along.
Me too.
Where's the salt? Where's the salt? Oh, we need
here,
the salt.
Here.
Pour that in my eye. Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ow! Wait, I'm gonna lick it.
My eye! It fell out!
Oh!
Teresa, do you think we should go check on them?
They're fine. They're totally fine.
Okay. Now, just put the scarab right up in my nose, and then pour the soup on
Put your face on the stove.
Okay, wait, let's get it to like really hot.
Yeah.
Okay,
hot,
together.
Hot.
One, two. Oh, wait for me. Ow.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the lives of two lovely young men who died doing what they love best.
Why?
Enjoying soup.
Why did it have to be so hot? Why did we have to bring them together? This is our fault. This is such our fault.
I'm sorry to interrupt such a tender moment, but we need both of you to do a eulogy.
Okay. Dennis loved soup, and Quaid, he loved soup too. Yeah. Oh God, it's so sad.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for that glowing review. I have a little something to say. I knew these two boys. They grew up in the church. I watched them develop into men, soup-loving men. Back when soup was still safe, we served cold stew in the church, knowing the dangerous properties of such a lovely delight. I have a confession to make.
What, Father?
I've been burning myself at home on the stove, and I need help.
Not you too, Father. No, Father.
I need help.
We can't lose another good man. No, Father.
I have a thermos of really hot soup and
put the soup down, Father. Take the soup out of your back pocket.
I need it.
Put it down. No,
I need the soup.
It.
Give me the soup.
And another one bites the dust.
All right, settlers.
Yeah.
It's been a difficult journey.
It's been hard.
Sure has.
Yeah. Super hard.
It's okay. We got this fire here. We got enough rations to make it to the west.
Yeah.
We got each other.
Or at least as far as Colorado.
I love this walking trail.
Grandma, you're not looking so good.
What is...
Grandma.
Grandma, here's an extra blanket.
I feel fine.
Have some more vegetables, Grandma. You need to make it through this.
Oh, vegetables. You know what? I got past the potato virus. That took off of my whole other half kid.
Grandma, I don't know what you said.
She's telling us she has the potato virus. We know,
no,
Grandma.
I got past.
No, see, you're wrong. You don't know what Grandma's saying. Bert,
I don't.
You don't know what Grandma's saying at all. All
right, but somebody's got a lead.
The world is the firstborn.
She's obviously telling us a story about her childhood, and I think we should all just play along. It doesn't matter.
She said
just
something
play
about
along.
Being born.
Yes, Grandma, where were you born?
Oh, Mississippi. Georgia!
She's just naming the states.
I've always wondered where she's from. She's always listed all the states.
Grandma, you really need to eat. You're withering away.
Really? Your teeth are falling.
Your teeth are falling
teeth
right
are
down to the ground.
Falling.
Those,
you better pick them up.
Those are my...
Oh no, she's choking on
him. No, no.
She's choking on him.
Blink.
Wish we had a name for that maneuver.
Yeah, Heisman. One day we'll name that maneuver. That's a good idea.
What, where do we go next? There's a fork in the road up ahead. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
They're coming for me!
The police!
I done killed a person back in Tennessee!
Grandma!
Surprise!
I had no idea you were an outlaw.
Grandma!
Grandma, can you tell us a coherent story?
Why,
please?
I'll pack 44s next to my ostie back in.
I never knew, but I always wondered.
I always wondered why you carried those 44s.
And why we couldn't use them.
Yeah.
It'd be coming handy for hunting. Oh no, she's starting to fall asleep.
No.
Oh no. Wake her up.
Wake up.
If she falls asleep, she'll never wake up.
Smack.
Wake up.
No, that's your husband. He's dead. Now, Grandma,
dead.
Go on with your story.
Why'd you kill this guy?
Where'd you get all
in
this
Tennessee.
Money from?
Oh.
Or Texas, I don't know.
Oh, my memory is foggy, make a sweat.
Well, maybe a fiver will, you know, sharpen it up.
Well, thank you, Hyman.
That's me.
I'm Hyman. He's Heisman.
You guys with your names and your Hyman and your Heisman, there's just an S. It's all the same for you little G-ma.
No, two distinctly different things.
Okay.
Hey, He-Man, can you pass the beans?
Oh, I sure can.
Thanks, He-Man.
I'd love some beans.
I really should have never birthed your mother. She had terrible name choices. I thought I raised her right.
Hey, don't talk about Grandma that way.
Mom.
Sorry, I don't know what's up.
You need to sleep.
I need to go to sleep.
To be honest, none of us have
I've
slept
been on the trail. In
the beans are ready, though.
Grandma.
Beans are ready.
Ooh.
Grandma.
Yes.
Now's the time.
Hi, man, what?
No, you said we'd wait.
What happened
to
Mother?
Oh. It was a gloomy day. Just like your forefathers.
I'd like some beans if we're gonna listen to this.
Right, He-Man. We'll hear the beans.
Where was all you? Baby mother, she stepped out.
You pass me the beans?
Some beans.
Here you go.
I feel like no one's listening to me.
No, we're listening. We're listening, Grandma.
But eat some beans while you're talking.
Okay.
You
No, tell
Wait,
it,
Grandma,
but tell
let
us
me
the story.
Smash them for you, since all your teeth fell out.
Just tell us the story.
You're smashing them
up. Oh, she's choking again. Blink.
You guys are a rowdy bunch.
What happened to Mom?
It was a cold afternoon.
Anyone want the beans?
And
The first of October, I was in Tennessee. Your mom was in Tennessee. And she went down to the bagpipes. And that little one, she got caught.
Hey, hey, man, you want some bread?
Oh, bread would be great.
After having you four children, she got caught.
Hey, Hyman, can you pass some of the bread over here?
Yeah, I need some bread.
I'd like some bread.
And you when want I think Heisman? About Thanks. It, she wasn't Heisman, so small. Salt? Maybe I'm getting her and Imogene mixed up.
There you go.
I think I'm telling you how, Imogene.
My beans are local.
Oh, let me put them on the fire.
Yeah, let's put them on the fire. Sorry, Grandma.
Wake up, Grandma.
Oh, she's falling asleep.
Grandma!
She's not waking up!
Wake up, Grandma!
There we go. Alright, pulled another one. Let's read what we have. This is sold a lot at market.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Now, what's going on here?
What's going on with the market?
What are you selling, Daddy?
That sounds crazy.
You guys know I have like 5 part-time jobs, mm-hmm. and one of them is selling bread at the farmer's market. But what's really funny, I'm developing this reputation that I'm like the face of what sells out, and I don't know how to handle it. Because last time I went there, like our neighbor who sells olive oil and olives had to go because he was cold and he needed jackets or whatever. And I stopped in for him just for like, I don't know, 30 minutes. And then I had sold kind of everything that he had on the table. And then when he came back, I was restocking them or whatever. And I was just telling him, he was just like, he had been there all the morning and he has not sold anything. And then just those 30 minutes, I had sold a lot of his olive oil. And the same thing happens with the bread that I sell. Like whenever, the guy that I work with leaves, like I'll just sell 10 out of nowhere, and now all the other 10 start looking at me like this is the thing, and it's just really funny. That's what I thought of when.
That's funny.
That is actually one really great and cool, but two, mm-hmm. are you doing any tactics or are you just standing there?
What are you doing?
Is it because you look like Jesus?
Probably.
And people want to buy things like olive oil and
olive
from
oil
you?
And bread.
That's very biblical, actually.
I think that's
very
what it is.
True.
You're right. It's like my
that
Syrian ass selling bread and olive oil.
Yeah.
You're basically blessing everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do kiss the bread.
Do
you give them a little oil too on the forehead?
Little baby.
Yeah.
Because they look like little babies.
They do.
That bread is so good.
Yeah. You should
that
be a
is...
car salesman. You would make millions.
Have
I don't
other
think it would
people
be...
from other tents approached you and been like, hey, yo,
not
you
want
to sell our stuff?
I'm waiting for it. Then I can be like just naming prices. And then we'll see what happens then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, too, like it's hard to sell things at a farmer's market. There are so many options.
No, it really is. I mean, the bread sells because people want bread. Like that's an easy sell. But I don't know. Farmer's market has just been very interesting because you go there and it's super cold and you have to like just be there for 6 hours, and the people are just very interesting, like I don't know who buys what and who likes what.
I think it's magic.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're going right back to Jesus.
Yeah
you got it.
Yeah,
you get that unless Jesus you think magic. Of like different what kind of magic are you thinking?
Oh,
like black.
Like card tricks?
I mean,
she's
I'm not.
Santa.
Whoa. Whoa, the man's not a witch.
Close up.
Close up magic, yeah. Now you see me, now you don't.
Mm. Are you doing like a thing where like you have one bread and then all of a sudden you make it into two?
Not yet.
I think that would sell though.
That would sell out.
You're right. Yeah. I should do that.
Yeah, you should change what you're doing.
Right, because it's selling. Thank you, guys.
You know, obviously.
This is why I talked about this. I wanted advice on how to sell more bread.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta give out samples.
You know what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Just gotta do, man.
Yeah. I feel like you could get a lot better.
Thank you.
You could up your numbers. Honestly.
Oh, okay. So you're selling out? Well,
I
sell out more.
This. Yeah.
This feels like right at home being Syrian.
Honestly,
like
I'm
tell me
like,
what to do.
I'm not impressed.
Hey, me either.
Yeah. It's like fucking do more or get out. Leave the market.
Yeah. Just get out of the country.
Yeah. You're wasting not, this just the market. Magic yeah. energy
yeah.
on a small time yeah. farmer's market.
Like, are you even a farmer?
$200 no, profit I'm, margin.
I'm a phony.
You could be pushing pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You could sell, true, be selling anything.
You said you were restocking when he came back? You should have gone through that restock.
Yeah. Yeah. What would your mother say about that?
I have her on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she hung up.
She just called again. Okay. She'll be here. Hi. Yeah. Me, Bedak.
Yeah. Well, you could have done more.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Let's do some
I
scenes.
I love your mom. Okay.
So, is it like... I mean, I know it says it's natural... But is it really natural? Like, how natural is it?
Yeah, I only want natural products.
Yes. I grow all of these in my backyard, and then I...
What kind of soil?
What's the pH?
13.
That's like very acidic.
I'm like more into 8.
That's so acidic.
That's they should gonna just try burn it. My skin.
How do you walk around in your backyard?
I love it.
Do you have special shoes?
You have burns all over your body.
That's what natural things do to you. Just try it.
How is and your then soil you'll be thanking so acidic?
Me. Will you put it in my mouth? Like yes. You're the Pope?
Oh my okay. God. No, honey.
Isn't
but
it
it's
great?
So good.
Your lips are falling apart.
But it's so good. You gotta try it.
You should try it. Look, I'm almost sold out.
He only has one left.
That's like more acidic than my stomach.
Yes, that's what we need, okay?
I can't help it over here. I can testify. It's so good.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like your throat is burned.
Yeah, he has like holes in his
neck.
Yes,
this is my grandpa, and he is 104. Do you know why? Because of the pH 13.
He's like,
gonna say good genes.
Everything he's eating is just falling out of the holes in his neck.
Teresa, do you want that to happen to you? It's just so good, guys. The bread's good.
Twain, it's already happening. It's already happening. You take your wife and you take her in.
Well, I have one left.
What are your flavors?
I have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
But you only have one left.
One more.
They're all in the same flavor. I have one of each flavor left.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're covering your butt.
Mm. I definitely am.
Okay. I'll take the potato.
Okay. Well, here's a potato.
It's burning my hand.
Enjoy.
Yes.
It's good for your heart.
Ow! What a great day at the market.
I'm going to go back to watching TV.
This is really good.
A little firmer. Just a little more. Yeah, right there in between shoulder blade. Thank you. Yes. Oh.
Get it.
You know, you have a lot of knots.
I'm real stressed. Oh my god, that feels so fucking good.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Like, I just, like, shot put. Oh. Just pick up things and, like, throw them places. You know, with my arms.
So you're like a handyman.
Yeah. Because I, like, yeah.
No wonder you're so tense. Yeah. You need a... How do they say it in your land? A handy woman.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what everybody means, right?
Yeah.
So, like, is this your, like, side hustle? Or is this, like, what you do?
This is my Kama Sutra.
Oh.
This is what I believe. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, put me on this earth to do. Mend people with my hands.
That's really nice. You're really good at it.
Thank you. Excuse me. I think that's my assistant.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Oh.
It is time for the Reiki healing. This is the best shaman in the land. I've got lots of incense. What's your favorite scent?
Patchouli.
Good.
Alright.
I have lots of patchouli.
He makes me uneasy.
Smell. I know. It's just this.
It smells like patchouli.
It's his voice at first, but you'll get used to it. He will soothe you into different plants. I'm rubbing it into your temples. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel him rubbing incense into my temples.
We call this the four-man massage. Four hands.
Oh.
One man.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry. Can I answer your door?
You can answer it. This is your ailment.
Go on, get up.
Oh, all right.
Get off the table.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wrap your tongue.
Okay. Hey. I'm getting a massage, like, right now.
Oh, this is your,
state your purpose. I'm here with the oils.
I guess you better come in, then.
Yes.
This is our oil man.
I'm gonna get back on the table.
This is our oil man, Ollie.
Take this.
Good, okay. I'm sensing you have difficulty with your inner child.
That's a pretty safe bet, yes. That any human would have a problem with, yes.
I'm seeing your mother hitting you.
Oh, man.
Well, you know.
Hey, I just want you to know this is a safe place. Whatever you feel like talking about, you can talk about.
Okay.
The shaman is just here to try to pull it out of you.
I'm sensing your mother wanting to speak to you. She has passed, correct?
No.
You should say yes. The shaman is really good.
You don't know that your mother has passed.
I just want to say, he's really good, and your phone's been on airplane mode this whole time.
When's the last time you spoke to your mother?
It's been a few hours.
Yeah, she may be dead.
I'm sorry to say, but your mother has, in the last hour or so, your mother has died.
I'm sorry,
man. I'm so sorry, man.
Aren't you thankful you're getting a massage right now? The oil boy is a channel. I will send your mother into his body.
Yeah.
Please do.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Mom. Are you dead?
Yeah.
What the hell, Mom?
I don't know.
Smell this patchouli.
Oh, but not your sense.
So good. Anyway, wait, I'm getting a massage and they told me you were dead.
Yeah.
You didn't say you were gonna die.
I didn't say I was gonna die, but I didn't know.
Well, I mean, really, Mom, like, this is just like you.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
just like you.
You're tensing in your shoulders. Loosen up.
You guys gotta let go of what...
This is what she does, you know? I mean, I'd say something and she just says it right back
Let's
to me.
Let's hash it out.
Let's go.
I'll mediate.
Dig deep. Let's get out those knots.
How do you feel?
Well, I'm just a little annoyed because, you know, the last time I talked to you, Mom, you were totally fine and you had no plans on dying.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not the one who put their phone on airplane mode.
All right, this was a mistake.
I'm trying to reach you.
This was a bad
idea. I'm closing
the portal. It's closed.
Hello?
I'm back.
Thanks, Ollie.
Get back to rubbing oil.
I am a believer because that was my mother. I mean, that's just like her die and not tell me.
I will heal some of those wounds.
Yes. Let's get you to relax.
Thank you.
I'm sensing your father.
No, fuck that.
When's the last time you've spoken to your father?
Before he died. Oh, yeah, he's been dead.
All right, Ollie, get ready.
Oh, okay. I'm sending him in.
Come on.
Hey, miss me?
Smell this patchouli.
Yeah, I miss you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, would you get in a massage?
Yeah, I'm getting a massage. Like, what you doing?
All right, that's enough of that. I'm closing the portal.
Wait,
that wasn't juicy at all.
I'm back.
Honestly, you're not hearing any knots from
the phone. Yeah, we don't have to do anything there.
So. I want to see how he's doing.
No, you guys are pretty okay.
You're pretty okay?
Yeah, you guys are cool. You guys are cool, man.
I'm hearing barking.
My foot's asleep. It really hurts.
Oh, oil man. Put on the foot oil.
Okay.
Yes, you were bitten by a dog on that foot, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, the family dog is coming into the picture.
Oh, the dog wants to speak.
Okay, I'll be ready.
He's there.
Smell this patchouli.
Let it out, man.
Be careful, the oil man has sensitive skin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not good for dogs. Here, fetch, Charlie.
I'm closing the portal.
Yeah, we just lost
our. We just lost our oil man.
I'm back.
Oh, and
get that bone out of your mouth.
Why does my neck hurt so much?
You were scratched.
You're scratched.
Oh. Well, I quit.
All right. That concludes your session.
All right, so those are wild.
We're pulling another one from the hat.
Has anyone not read one?
I've read one.
I don't think I have.
Here.
No, give me that. Sonia. Give me that.
No, you have to pick your own.
You have to pick your own.
You have to. It's the Fine. Rules.
I'm going to mix them up even more now.
You have to pick your own.
You got
to
pick.
You got to pick out of the hat. Pick whatever you can choose. Pick
out of the hat.
Pick whatever you can choose.
That was catchy.
It was off of High School Musical.
Oh, okay. I was going to be an advertising agent.
What do we have? No Daddy, Something Baby.
Oh, yeah. That was me. Today, I met... It says, No Daddy, Bath Time Baby.
Bath Time Baby.
Because,
No Daddy, Bath Time Baby.
We all have one of those.
Okay. Anyway.
Tell us.
I work at a job where I teach tiny humans how to swim. And our tiniest humans... From like 2 months, like 2 to 6 months, I was talking to one of the moms, and because these moms don't have a lot of people to talk to, so they'll just like tell you fucking everything. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
That's like my Lyft passengers.
Yeah, like, but she like told me that, you know, she'd recently been divorced. And she, like, got with this guy and then, like, got pregnant. But she just, like, wanted the baby. And so she was like, yeah, I'm gonna have a baby. And she's, like, working on her master's and just, like, doing all this shit. But she just decided that that's what she wanted to do. So she was gonna, even though it was, like, really scary. And so I was just really, like, inspired by... Like, I was just moved by that. And and also there was, like, a really cute... fat baby there, just like the fat ones.
So were there two babies? Like, no, she had a baby and she got with a new baby.
No, she got divorced. She didn't have kids with that. Got and then it. She got like a rebound and got pregnant. And then that
she was like,
guy,
"Yo, it's my baby."
Yeah, well, that guy didn't want to have a baby. Good but she was her. Like, "Yeah, I want a baby."
So I'm a keeper.
Yeah. Good for her.
Nice. I love that.
I like that. It's so inspiring. Single parents.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't think until we get older we realize, like, how fucking hard raising kids is and how being at all different places at once. Like, because I don't even have my own schedule down.
Right.
To then have your kid and have their own schedule and be at all the things and still rock it and provide. Like, single parents are heroes.
They really are.
My younger sister has a little boy. And when she got pregnant at... 19, I believe, she like didn't want the dad to be a part of it. She like was like, no, I'm don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna raise them on my own. And she has. You know, she's doing great.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's what my grandmother did, because my grandfather was a gay man. And so, yeah. And so when my grandmother got pregnant, she says that he said like something like, "I guess we can get married." And she was like, "Nah, don't
You're
worry
good.
About it."
You're good.
You're good.
Nice. What was the... Oh, water baby... What is it?
Water time bathtub baby.
Bathtub
baby.
Wait,
babies.
What was... Okay, the actual phrase, is that like the tagline
okay.
that you put on
yep.
that whole story? Or did she at some point say that?
No. That's just... I was just like, what happened to me today? Like, oh, I talked to like...
No daddy bathtub.
No daddy bathtub baby.
No daddy bath time.
It was just the thing to remind her of the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
and
daddy.
I love that because that's the suggestion.
I thought.
Yeah. So the suggestion is no daddy bath time
baby.
Baby.
For some reason, before we start, I thought that she had told that story to you and then at the very end said no daddy bath time baby.
That's
wait.
How she
I thought that was like
no
her little thing
at
the
bath time.
No daddy? You know me. No daddy
bath time baby.
You know me.
Well, honestly, I kind of thought it was going to be a story like that too, because I knew Chloe taught babies
mm-hmm.
and moms, and
yeah.
I thought like you had somebody be like, "Oh no, girls and no daddy
yeah.
bath time baby
thinking.
That you're teaching
yeah.
right now."
Mm-mm.
100% Mama May.
No daddy bath time baby.
My cousins, I think, mentioned that they saw you.
Yes, they did.
I love that you teach
so
them.
Cute.
That's so cute.
I did. I got to teach the little one,
Masa. She's the best.
I got to sub her. I wish I could teach. Well, I don't teach enough of the bigger kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah.
the one that did New Choice to me. Like,
yeah,
yes.
that's Laura.
Time.
She's
love
so
her.
Cute.
They're both great.
And it's cute because she called me Miss Chloe, and nobody there calls me Chloe. It's like, aw.
Yeah,
Miss Chloe. That's cute.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that at some point. Your two-name life.
Oh, yeah. We
should.
True. But not today.
No.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, he's so cute. How much does he weigh?
20 pounds.
Oh, what a big baby.
I know.
Look at that big. Look at his cheeks.
I know. I'm just waiting for this baby to get fatter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love a fat baby. You know, fat babies, they're the best babies.
They're the best babies.
I mean, they're the cutest.
If he ever loses weight, I'm probably just going to give him up. he loves his food.
Yeah, well, don't worry. If anybody has a problem with you breastfeeding in here, they can talk to me.
Oh, good to know. You know,
just
he makes
go.
A lot of noises.
Wow.
On my,
wow.
my breast.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is a healthy cry. That's
wow.
like a grown man's
yeah.
cry.
He's really mature. Look, look.
Oh,
honey,
look.
We're going to have to stop crying now.
Wow.
He's got a little mustache.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to shave it, you know?
No, why would you? That's,
I like
that's a
natural.
Miracle. That's from the Lord, that is.
Correct.
I think you could just put your tit back in his mouth.
Okay, honey, come here. Yeah,
you
suck on that, baby.
There you go. That was a hungry boy.
So how's your baby doing?
Oh, she's doing all right, you know. You know, I'm just... I got her right here on my back. So you didn't even know she was here.
I did
She's
not
know. She's a papoose.
He burps.
Oh, you didn't even have to. He just did it himself.
He did it himself. That's how you raise
He's
babies
just,
when you have no daddy, you know?
Yeah. You can't, you gotta, when you have no daddy, you got, these babies gotta burp themselves.
Yep.
They just gotta learn.
Mm-hmm.
They just gotta grow up fast. They just gotta take their own poops. And their own diaper.
Oh,
there
here,
you go.
Here, baby. Here's a wipe.
Yeah, go clean that up, baby. Oh, wow. That's good. That's
yeah.
like a decent job for
yeah,
an infant.
Yeah, it's a decent job for a baby.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. There you go,
good
baby.
Boy. Good boy.
There you go, baby.
Well, all right.
Wow.
I'm gonna carry this baby and just go take a bath now.
No, you gotta stay here with me. I locked the door.
I'm sorry.
You're not leaving. No, you and that fat baby, that y'all aren't going anywhere. You're staying right here. Give me that baby.
Are we... Is this what I think it is? You're trying to kidnap my baby right now?
Like, the boat... Like, I'm not going to separate a mother and a child.
Oh,
I'm not some kind of monster.
Okay,
I'm going to
okay.
keep you both.
Got it.
Let's just get married. Like, it's easier that way. That way, like, no one has to know I'm gay.
No. No, just... You can... I like you.
We have two kids.
Yeah, but I know you wouldn't be happy.
So?
So just go. You're free.
No, but like, we.
You're
no.
free.
Let's do it.
I'm
for
opening the door.
Let's
you're
do
free.
It for the kids.
You're free. Look at this.
Oh, what?
But you're free.
Oh no.
Hey, did you tell Dad to leave yet?
I told him he's free. I'm not saying
what?
That he.
Dad, you're gay.
I know.
Go be gay.
I want to be gay with the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
just
love
bring
you.
Bring your boyfriend here or something.
I don't have one.
Well, go
just
find
go
one.
Go get a boyfriend.
Take just... that tie off and go be gay.
Yeah. Here. That's a very straight tie you're wearing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Here's a gayer one.
Oh, pink. Ooh.
There you go.
See, Dad?
You're just getting it now.
You should feel comfortable with this.
I like this.
Yeah.
Now go be gay.
I'm not ready.
Here. I downloaded Grindr for you.
Oh my god.
There you go.
Now you're ready.
Look at all these men.
Take off those square glasses.
I can't see.
Here's
well,
some
I got,
round ones.
I got some round ones.
Oh. Wow. Oh my god. I look so good. I look so gay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's okay.
Hey, Dad.
I'm gonna take this suit jacket off.
Yeah. And put on this small hat.
Ooh, it's so small. It barely fits on my head.
Yeah, look at you, Dad. You look beautiful.
Oh, so, just, it's so gay.
Hand me that feather boa.
Hey, that's a little much.
This is my feather boa.
Don't steal from mommy.
You know that I wore that more than you did late at night whenever I was concealing it from you?
Yeah, but you bought it for me.
Yeah, no, I bought it for me. I just said it was for you.
You know what, Dad? You know what? Here, use my feather boa.
Thank you. I also bought this one for me.
You're right. I just saw it and assumed it was for me.
Did you know that I would take it out of your closet late at night and wear it along with your high heels?
I didn't know you'd go into my closet late at night.
Yeah, while you were away.
Wait, those heels don't fit you.
So?
I have tiny
feet. That must hurt so much.
It's the price I pay.
Get yourself some heels. You know what? We're going shopping.
I need to only buy things for women.
Dad, maybe you're trans.
Yeah, Dad.
You thought of that?
That's not real.
You're right, this is the 50s.
And I just downloaded Grindr.
This just in, folks. That's right, you're hearing it live on K2X5. Grindr has gone live. So everyone, you take out those phones, and guess what? You don't get to just swipe. You get to hear, see, and see that man before you ever swipe left
or right. Bring.
My app's ringing me now. Ooh. Hello.
Hi. Is this... My son gave me this. Is this for the dates?
We're still rolling.
I'd like a date.
I thought the caller knew we were going to call him. No? Okay. Yeah. Hey.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but that's not really how... Yes.
Can you see my face?
I can, but I'm about to swipe left. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Swiped.
Swiped. And that's what you can do, guys. You can figure out before you go on the date if they're going to be awkward as fuck.
Bring, bring, bring.
This just in, I got another grinder call. Let's see if this guy's a little cooler.
Oh, what? Oh, do I hold it like... Hello? Hello?
Hello? Okay, did
anyone... Can you hear me?
Did anyone tell this guy that he was going to be
online? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, I'm seeing you on the phone.
Yeah, man. It's Grindr Live. Grind Nation.
Hello?
They're calling it G-Live.
I can hear you.
Good. Okay, I'm about to swipe left.
Wait, hold...
Swiped.
So...
Bring, bring.
Bring, wow. Bring. People are getting it now.
Bring, bring.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Oh, here's a picture of my dick.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Swiped.
Right.
Right. That's funny.